Hey, welcome back, agents. Another episode of Prime Tips. This time we're looking to the future. There was a little bit of information leaked at a game conference, a game developers conference, and it has something to do with Ingress and something we've been doing for the past 3 years. So we're going to be introduced to something called Overclock, which evidently is a type of 3D glyph hacking. So it's something that we've been working on for 3 years, and we didn't know we were working on it. Ingress players are usually pretty good at bringing information and data to the developers, so we see things first. I think this time they also put the Pokemon Go players in on it a little bit. But Overclock and 3D glyphs and glyph hacking is what we're looking at. So Overclocking should be coming this summer, the summer of 2023, and it looks like Overclock is going to be a new way to hack an Ingress portal using AR, leveraging Lightship's VPS, Visual Positioning System. So when you've been doing scans, you've been doing a little bit of that AR with the camera. Now it's going to go around the other way so that we can use those scans as gameplay. So it was introduced into the Nyonic Lightship platform a while back with the help of data collected by, of course, Ingress agents with the portal scans. So what do we think overclock hacking is? Again, I really don't have this is exactly what it's going to be. We're getting a little information from things that we're gleaning from a video that we're going to have a little reaction to look at. So we don't know, but here's kind of what we think. It looks like the hack is going to be performed by deploying a glyph terminal. I have no idea what a glyph terminal is, but from what he said in other parts of his presentation, it sounds like it's going to be a three-dimensional object that is going to persist in space in the scanner. So it's something that if I put it on a portal, it's going to be there for someone else when they come across that portal until it's destroyed or removed or something happens to it. So you're going to see the glyphs in three dimensions, and you're going to transcribe them, or you're going to trace them, sort of like we do, in 2D. Again, we have not seen that system. That's what we're guessing. And of course, there's going to be a timer involved. So how good are you? Maybe you're going to have to move around the portal to check out what's on the other side of that three-dimensional object. So what, level one, level two, maybe not be too bad, but you get up to a level eight and you've got five different sides that you have to deal with, it could get kind of tough. So what portals can be overclocked? Well, portals that have a lot of scans are definitely going to be the ones that will be VPS enabled. So that positioning system, it has to have a register, so to say, and that's what our scans have been doing. If it's not VPS enabled, you can scan it several times. We don't know how many several is, and VPS will then be unlocked and you can overclock. I don't know if that's going to be something that's going to turn on right away. I got a feeling it's going to be something that we might have to wait a little bit on. Again, we don't know. But after enough scans have been collected, Nyonic will process them and overclock will become available. So what information was leaked? A lot of the information that came from the talk was information directed towards game developers using Nyonic's Lightship program, or I guess their stuff. A bit of it was technical, but there were some things that we could get from the talk that applies directly to Ingress. And it was kind of funny. He had to explain Ingress play a little bit. And some of the terminology that's used there. But there was a short section that does seem to give us a good guess of what it's going to look like. Now, where did it come from? The information came from Michael Romero, who is an engineering director for Ingress. And the speech was given on March 22nd, 2023. So what we're going to do is just a little reaction video. We're going to play just a section, I think, that has the information, and I'll tell you about some of my guesses. So here he is. Let's take a look at some of the information.
And but why? Why do we want VPS, right? So VPS is pretty powerful. It's a magic it connects the local location to planet location. Like, once you localize a phone against a VPS-enabled portal, you know where that phone is, its position and orientation to centimeter scale, like relative to the whole planet.
So what that means for our gameplay is, right now, if you're familiar with GPS positioning and consumer-grade GPS, you know that there could be a lot of drift. It could be 20, 30, 40 feet. I think that depending upon where you're at, how many satellites are involved, things like that, your position could be off by a good 20 to 40 feet. But with this, since it's using GPS and it's using video for that portal, they can get it down to centimeters. Now, the question I'm going to have is, what happens if that object that was there for the portal has changed, moved, or completely disappeared? I know that we've got a number of portals that we have on a statue area in a downtown area. Well, they rotate those suckers out once every 6 months to a year. So the portals that are there, the portal names and the portal pictures, are things that have been gone for years. So how's that going to work? But again, we'll see as we go. Let's let him continue.
Like, that's really amazing. And, it's sort of, it's a new tool that we have, and we're all just starting to explore it. And Ingress is also starting to explore what can we do with it. And yeah, I mean, someone in this room is going to think of something really amazing. And there's a lot of really, awesome possibilities. It's like whenever we have a new toy, like when the Wiimote came out, we're all like, ooh, what can we do? So this is way more powerful than the Wiimote. And so,
yeah, and credit to Niantic. It's a technology that they brought out that they want to leverage to other developers, so that they can release new and different games, make more money. As long as it keeps Ingress alive, I really don't have a whole lot of problem with that.
A lot of good things are going to happen. And so another big part, which Ingress is not doing yet, we're going to do the second thing, is that having a VPS map and localizing to the VPS map means you could persist objects in the world, forever. Like, other people come and they can see the same object in the same place, and even as time goes by. And so that's also really a lot of interesting gameplay, that you can precisely place an object in your game board, which is the world, and then it'll still be there until you move it or destroy it or remove it. So.
And then maybe that's part of what they're talking about with, if I have an object that was where a portal was at, and that object is gone or changed or something, if I have a three-dimensional map of that object before it disappeared, I can virtually put that object back where it was at and then interact with it. Now, if it's still there or something else is there, I would have to remove that object from the view. So again, a lot of questions, not sure how it's going to work out, but we do get a little bit of a view of what it might look like.
So that's pretty exciting. And we're bringing it to Ingress. So we talk about closing the loop, that we ask these players to scan to build a VPS map of the portal. And Ingress players are awesome, and they did it, but they're like, and why are we doing this again?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that ask that, and I'm glad to see that they think we're awesome.
So we're doing it to make the VPS map of the world. And so we want to now give them that fun experience. We want to give them the fun thing. And so our first step is overclock, that I'm going to get to in the next slide. And that glyph there is unbounded. So I don't know. I just thought that was appropriate for here. We really want to be unbounded in our uses. So the overclock feature.
Before he gets too far along, I don't know if you can see it rather well, but on the right-hand side, and he's going to talk about this, it's the way that we glyph now. On the left-hand side, it's kind of the little preview, the little leak of what overclock might look like. So, my guess, you notice that there's an object that's floating in the 3D space. That object seems to have a glyph on it. And as you watch the guy move around in relationship to it, that view will change. And then there is also, in the upper right-hand corner, an area for a two-dimensional. So, total guess here. It could be that as you move around, you can enter in that glyph in that 2D area up on the top. Now, again, I don't know whether they'll give you points to go off of or you just draw it in there. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. And also about this time, a couple days ago, we had a video leaked of a person that seemed to doing something like this, but also he's wearing red pants, so it might have been mocking it. There's all kinds of things there. But I think that's what we're looking at there, but let's let him continue.
Sure is, it's a new method of hacking resources for Ingress portals, and it builds on Ingress glyphing that I talked about before. And, this is, the old glyphing on the right, and then there's going to be a new way, which I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here because I want to save that surprise for the team when we launch it to our players. But basically, you're going to be in the real world, and it's going to have something to do with glyphing, but we're going to, using VPS, we can place things precisely, and it'll be the same for everyone who comes back to that same location.
And so we're not 100% sure yet whether it's going to be, we're given a 2D glyph and we transcribe it on a 3D object, or we see the 3D object and we transcribe it on the 2D. I think it's what the latter. I think it's that we're going to be transcribing it on the 2D.
And so what we want to do, we just want to have something that's fun for our players. But we also want to really prove this VPS. So just like we did the all the points of interest that became the Pokestops in Pokemon Go, we want to help all of you all by sort of proving out that this works. And, you know, there's some details as we go live in all the whole world worth of VPS portals.
And as I'm looking at this, there might be a third possibility. As I'm watching the video and it move around, it could be that the two-dimensional glyph is what you're given, and you may have to move around the three-dimensional space until that three-dimensional object matches that glyph. So it may not be that you're moving on the screen, but you're moving around the portal to orient yourself with that three-dimensional object. So again, a lot of things we don't know. Is my phone going to be able to do it? When is it going to happen? How's it going to happen? Is there going to be an event? I would guess, since it's saying it's going to be something this summer, that it's going to be something that's going to be part of an anomaly that's going to go off sometime in the summer. Who knows exactly when or if it's going to happen. If it happens like most things, we may see a couple of three-dimensional objects pop up a few weeks ahead of time as test subjects, and of course with no explanation of what they're supposed to do or how it's supposed to work, and then they suddenly disappear because they like to roll things out and have a little test before it actually rolls out. So there you have it. Overclocking might be the wave of the future. Who knows? But maybe I'll see you in the field going in circles and doing that 3D hack. See you later, agents.